here about nothing. It's just another, I'm just amazed it's even an agenda item.
Okay, and I'm amazed it's an agenda item. But if they were to ask to write a letter to the representative reference from the advisory committee about the fuel tax, would we do the same thing? I just need some direction. I didn't feel comfortable as the president writing.
That's a whole different thing.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, if we iron it out now and then if we're asked to do something later, we can do that.
So any recommendations that you make to council, you make through Jim, takes it to council? Is that what happens? When you do a recommendation,
right,
you take it to council, goes to Jim. So you can tell Jim your feelings, and he can take it to council just as normally as if you're recommending something to council.
I mean, this was a little different. The discussion last time was for the committee to write a letter.
Right.
Versus
to do something
taking a recommendation to council for action.
So you couldn't do that?
Personally, my thoughts, Jeff, if you sign it, Jeff, for your chairman, just county airport advisory council committee, and I think that would be more than sufficient.
Todd, what do you think? Give me guidance.
I think that would be fine. If you write a personal letter in your role as chairman, it's going to be received the same way. If so. Okay.
Then I will write a letter on a piece of paper with a crayon and go for it. But I'll use a regular word processor with just it's just against my upbringing. That's all.
Jim, here's a pen if you need it.
You got to remember, Larry was all up down there in Alabama somewhere deep in the South. You know, they just
CDAC spent months. CDAC spent months trying to get a letterhead too. So it's not like it's not. I mean, it is a more difficult question than it seems. I mean, they spent months trying to decide different, you know, logos and pictures and all that and there.
Okay. Well, with that said, then do I sign a letter myself personally, and do we need to proofread it? What's
I don't think we need to proofread a letter thanking the county for building up the
I just want to make sure.
God Almighty, that's why we appoint a chairman to have a little bit of sense. So just write the letter, sign it, send it.
I will do that. I just want to make sure. I didn't want to hear it later.
I think the pilots group, but I think it would be very appropriate for the pilots group to send the letter too.
Okay.
There was an advisory group years and years ago. Did they ever have
what are you asking?
Okay. So the precedent was set whenever the first group was together, 15 years ago or something?
Back into the 80s.
I know that in the museum building, there's a group of people that were the advisory board. That's how I knew that it existed before it was actually etched in on a plaque.
So, all right, so that one is settled. I'll write the letter. Going to item number 13. Next meeting date?
February 22nd.
Which will be February
22nd.
22nd, which is the fourth Wednesday of the month.
Okay, we're back to our regular schedule. Right?
What's regular? Six o'clock, still regular?
Mm-hmm.
6 p.m.
6 o'clock, but the fourth Wednesday is what I was getting at. Holidays got us a little messed up.
And vacations.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to close the meeting?
So moved.
Can I just throw one thing out? If you're sending out the agenda in advance, can you go ahead and put on there what topics, you know, what are the next topics you want to be discussing for us as standards, so we can all think about it in advance, have our thoughts ready to go, and try to make some progress.
Yep.
The holidays
got us, but normally what I've done is I'll send out the updates to the minimum standards document, you know, with, you know, and tell you what we're doing next, but.
Right now
it's been so long since we've made some progress on